2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. But this I say, we'll hold there. Let's just get the meaning here. It's not a very complicated thing. He's saying, touching is concerning. Touching is different. I want to touch on this matter, you know. The ministering of the saints. You know, this idea of ministering, you know, he's talking about taking care of their needs, their basic needs. You know, household servants, and I think that's the idea of the behind this word, diakonos, which where we get our word deacon from. You know, they look about the mundane things, but that are so important. Food and clothing, but also the words are used in the sense of, you know, the ministering of the saints, and the ministry of, you know, the ministering of righteousness. It's the same concept. Well, the basic things you need for righteousness. The basic things the saints require. You know, however it's used, it has that idea of tending to those most basic needs in whatever context. Not just the physical, also the spiritual. He's saying it is, you know, I know I don't need to write to you about the whole ministering aspect. He's saying, I know you have a forward mind to take care of the things that are necessary. And he is speaking of things that are, you know, that need to be bought with money. Where he's not, you know, he's talking about, you know, the poor and the destitute among the saints need to be taken care of. You know, and they had abundance, so they were very forward to help the needy. And he said, I don't need to talk to you about how important it is to help the needy, how important it is to look after your brethren, the saints. And that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about the actual need. I know you have a very forward mind. In fact, you were so forward that I made a boast to those of Macedonia that Achaia, which is Greece, and Corinth was in Greece, you know, they were ready a year ago. You know, he's saying, and your zeal has provoked many. Meaning, he told them how zealous they were, and they said, well, we won't be outdone by the Greeks. And I think today, I think the Macedonians and Greeks, there's always a sort of you know, the Greeks in the ancient times, and I don't know about today, but perhaps they do, but they looked at Macedonia as sort of the barbarous cousins. You know, they were a little backwards, kind of like the way a lot of people look at the South. They look at them as being sort of backwards, and it's not, you know, years ago there was some truth in that, you know. But a lot has changed, right? But the Greeks looked at them the same way. They looked down at the Macedonians. They, you know, and so the Macedonians had this sort of, you know, they wanted to be considered equal Greeks, and so they would not allow themselves to be outdone by the Corinthians. In Greece, they would not hear of it. So he's saying, I've sent the brethren, I've sent them ahead to, you know, lest our what? So that our boasting wouldn't be in vain. Meaning, I want to make sure when I get there that the Macedonians find you to be as I described you. You know, meaning unready. You know, I don't know if this is the place where he speaks of it, but you know, Paul wanted, in another place, he mentions how, you know, get it ready before I come, meaning the gifts for the saints, so that when I come, we don't have to do gatherings. You know, Paul wanted to just receive whatever he was take to the poor in one, you know, simple transfer, you know, give the bag to whoever was carrying it. They'd chosen a man, we talked about that in the last chapter, you know, just give it over. He didn't want to have to come and deal with that kind of stuff. Like, you know, so when he shows up suddenly, okay, we need to get the gift together for the, you know, you said you were forward, and, you know, to have to you know, when people say, like, let's say someone comes to me and says, Paul, I want to give to your ministry. Right? I said, great, excellent, you know. And then, I don't want to have to go back to them and say, you said you wanted to give to the ministry? It's demeaning. And not that I'm beyond demeaning myself, but not for money. I don't really like to, and you know, it's something I'd rather avoid. And it's like, why should any man of God have to do that? You know, it is becoming for the saints to, whatever is in their heart to do it with diligence, without having to be told. That's why, you know, why do you think when these guys on television ask for money, why do you think it's so obviously, it's just so degrading to the gospel? And people look on them as degraded. They've been degraded by their own, you know, deed. They are degraded. They are diminished in the eyes of many because of what they do. Now, some very dedicated people listen to that and they, you know, they get right past it, and God bless them, you know. But for many people, it is not, it does not improve the image of the man of God for him to go around asking for money or collecting money for whatever purpose. Even if it's not for him, you know, I need to collect money for the, you know, people who come asking for money for whatever cause. It's a difficult and degrading thing. And, you know, Paul had enough to go and preach the gospel, to stand against all the enemies of truth, and then to also have to go through that was a little much.